Hi guys, welcome back to Tsunami's Life Hack with Rescue Paramita. This time I will talk about financial planning. Why? Because several days ago I just planned to start my very first investment. So I think it's gonna be cool since only 2% of Indonesians have their investment. Other than that, I think I break down financial planning into three things. The first one is by minimizing our outgoing money. Second is maximizing our ingoing money. And the third, other thing, like minor thing, but very quite useful for us. So let's start from the easier one, by minimizing our outgoing money. It's very important to understand our cost structure. Usually, for me, my primary needs will be accommodation, consumption, and transportation. I don't put fashion inside that, because I'm not a typical person who always buy clothes monthly, bi-monthly, or etc. I think I'm more to a person who put things inside my wish list. So probably like 4 things inside my wish list, and those wish lists will help me a lot, so that every time I go to wherever, it's just keep on reminding me that those inside my wish list are the only things that I need. So except those wish lists, it's really considerable not to buy the things. I mean, like, I have to think more about, are you sure you want to buy that thing? It's not inside your wish list. You need to consider more about that. Because why? The more thing that we buy, we need not only to think about, okay, we have both that, but we also need to think about how are we going to maintain that. Where should we put our new clothes? Is it or not that new clothes need special treatment, and so on and so on. So for me, more new things you know, bind me to time wasting, cost wasting, those two things. And then we also have secondary needs, like our social life. Don't forget, guys, we still have weekend. Okay, we also have family that we need to contact, or maybe to hang out also in the weekend, or maybe our partners, and so on. So that's about minimizing our outgoing money. Let's now continue to the second section, which is maximizing our incoming money. So our incoming money can come probably from our parents, if you're not dependent already. Probably can also from our salary or profit from our business, right? But there is also one thing that most people forgot, I think. It's about investment. Why investment is important, guys? Because we first need to understand, please do correct me if I'm wrong, yeah, guys, anything about this whole thing, okay? I will be very open. I will be very glad if you can drop some comments or anything to me. So this investment, I think it's closely related to the interest. So as far as I know, money will degrade. Okay, how do we measure the degrading level of the money? It is from the interest level. The lower the interest level, the lower level of degrading, means the better of the economy, actually. However, So some countries also have like minus interest rate, if I'm not mistaken, in Europe and somewhere. Means that we, if we give money to the bank, then we need to pay that instead of getting some more money. Okay, so in Indonesia, I think most bank will give very low interest, right? And it's not keep up. It's not the right. It's not the right thing to keep up with the real interest in our economy system. So we need some higher interest than that. How are we going to do that? Can be by, you know, the trading from stocks or reksadana. Stock and reksadana for me a little bit risky, especially the stocks. So as long as we have enough time to maintain or to mitigate the risk, I think that will be okay. But I don't think I will spend much of my time to mitigate or maintain the risk. So I would prefer something less risky, much less risky, like deposits or saving bond retail or SBR. So this SBR will have its own timeline, so make sure that you keep up with the timeline. I think that's all from the investment. Because for deposits, I think the interest will be 4 until 5.5% interest, and then after you get the interest, then don't forget that you there will be a 20% tax reductions. So yeah, you can count that based on the money that you use for investment. And don't forget to have, you know, like your last saving money for disaster recovery. You know, like, I think it's very important to keep I don't know, maybe 10 millions. I think each individual will have, you know, different amount of that disaster recovery amount of money. Okay, so that is the second section. Then we continue to the last section, which is other minor thing to help us to plan our finance. Okay, the first, there are two things. The first thing will be e-banking and SMS banking. Okay, why I find it useful? M-banking is saving our time a lot. I don't know whether this is strange or not, but I try to calculate how much average money that I can have in 1 hour based on the internship, the rate of my salary from the internship or the part-time, and so on. So I try to always remember that every hour I can actually get at average 50,000 rupiah. So if I divide it into 4, so I think each 15 minutes I can produce like more than 10,000 rupiah. Okay, so I always try to keep on that. If I can save my 15 minutes, then I can save 10,000 rupiah. Okay, so I think it's quite useful for me to always save my time. That's why I use this m-banking, because imagine that I have to go to the ATM. It's really, you know, distracting my mood, my soul. I think it's not good. I mean, like, it's not convenient. It's not time saving as well. So that's why mBanking is saving me a lot. And I don't really agree with the statement that some people will say. I think, you know, it makes us easier to shop more. I think it's just the mindset, or maybe it's because that those kind of person haven't really, you know, disciplined to follow their ingoing money and outgoing money, or probably they don't even track their ingoing and outgoing money. Okay, and then e-banking is useful if you want to start investment in SBR that I told you before, because you only need to log in from the e-banking. But I don't have this e-banking, so I feel like this is such a regret for me. I think some couple of weeks I will go to my bank to, you know, activate this e-banking. And also I have SMS banking. This is useful to notify us when we receive or we send money with a specific threshold. I think my threshold is 1 million rupiah. So if you feel like that amount is too low for you, then you can adjust that. I think it's mBanking doesn't give us notifications when there is ingoing money, so we need to check on that. And I think, you know, it's not time saving as well. So SMS banking is sometimes, I think it's useful as long as we don't forget to, you know, recharge the pulsa, okay? Because it takes pulsa. And the other thing is, don't forget to have more than one bank account. Why? Because when we lost our one of our bank account, then we need to block that, right? And if we block that, then we cannot, you know, I think it's really hard. If we have two bank account with mBanking especially, imagine that you can transfer that to your another bank account, and you can go to the ATM of their another bank account. So you're still safe. We still safe because we have the backup. Okay, so I think that's all that I can share to you for now. I hope this is very useful for all of us in order to reach whatever our goal will be. And yeah, see you again guys, bye.